ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 9, Text 26, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shirastvamaratam nitam ajograham achiklipat yastu paravani chandrarkav Abhidavati Vairadihi. How is this la pronounced? Our Sanskrit scholars can tell us. It's pronounced like that? No, no, it's an unusual, it's a verb. Comes in the verbs, not in the consonants. No, it's unusual. Shirastvamaratam nitam ajograham achiklipat yastu paravani chandrakav abhidhavati vairadhihi. Rahu's head, however, having been touched by the nectar, became immortal. Thus, Lord Brahma accepted Rahu's head as one of the planets. Since Rahu is an eternal enemy of the moon and the sun, he always tries to attack them on the nights of the full moon and the dark moon. Purport. Since Rahu had become immortal, Lord Brahma accepted him as one of the grahas, or planets, like the moon and the sun. Rahu, however, being an eternal enemy of the moon and sun, attacks them periodically during the nights of the full moon and the dark moon. The word graham is here translated as one of the planets. Although there's no single word in English which carries the concept of graha, one has to understand astrology to understand the meaning of graha. That which influences or catches. So Rahu is there in astrology. Very famous in astrology. And also is Ketu. Ketu means the body of Rahu, which was cut off. And that's Rahu and Ketu are accepted in the astronomy combined with astrology, which all comes under one name in the Sanskrit term, Jyotish, Jyotisha, Jyotihi Shastra. So Ketu is, Rahu and Ketu are accepted as the nodes of the moon, which is different points calculated at a distance from the moon. It's all very technical and very complex, and I know about that much and not anything more. Now, as Gokul Chandra Prabhu brought to my attention, although we read yesterday that Mohini Murti severed Rahu's head from his body, Vishnuacharya Thakur says that actually it was done by Ajita, who you may remember is the name of the form of the personality of Godhead who engaged with the demigods in the churning of the milk ocean. So we have a difference of opinion between acharyas here. We have also, it must be in here, I hope they didn't cut this photo out. Is it there? Oh, there it is, yeah. We have the photo of Photo means windows to the window to the spiritual world of, yeah, I'll show it to the camera. Mohini Murti, severing the head of Rahu with the Sudarshan Chakra. So this painting was done under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada also. So it's clear that Srila Prabhupada in his transcendental vision saw that. Interestingly, although it is shown in this picture that it's going on indoors, not exactly indoors, semi-indoors, in a pavilion with what looks like marble floors and balustrades on the side, pillars. Srila Prabhupada had actually instructed Jadurani Devidasi, who painted this picture, not to do it inside, it should be outside on the grass. I read her book recently and she said, I can't remember why, for the life of me, why I didn't do that. Why she painted it like that. So, coming to the point of cheating, this is another of the Lord's cheating pastime. Although, in the next verse, we'll find the translation begins with the words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best friend and well-wisher of the three worlds, which means the demons also. So he cheated them for their own good. This we can understand. Although they didn't recognize that or understand that. So more on cheating. In Krishna consciousness, the best of both worlds syndrome. Enjoy now the material world, have a great career, be an airline pilot, go to Bhaktivedanta Gurukul and then qualify yourself. Get all your degrees that Prabhupada didn't want to be given in Bhaktivedanta Gurukul. Go out and become an airline pilot and then get grounded during the coronavirus lockdown, like everyone else. So this may be very appealing to pious people to have, you chant Hare Krishna and you have a great career. That oxymoronic term, great career. Oxymoronic, do you know what that means? It's like saying a tall dwarf. Well, maybe you could say among dwarfs, there are one, some is taller than another. Let me think of something else. should be able to think of something. A cool sun. Well, sometimes, not in this country, but you can have the sun in the sky and doesn't appear to be giving out any heat. But intrinsically the sun is hot. Okay, so a cool, that's an example. So if we say a good career means fully surrendering to Krishna. But in the material world, to have the idea of a good career, it's stated like that. But it's ultimately meaningless because the end result is that I went to school, I studied hard, I got good degrees, I went out into the world, I got a job, I got ahead. I got ahead, not like Rahu who lost his head. I built up my career and I got a big position and great success, and then I died and I became a worm in stool. So where's the great career? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. You may say, well, I'm also chanting Hare Krishna. But it's like chanting Hare Krishna, it's like trying to take off an airplane going at 10 kilometers an hour. It's not going to happen. You say, well, I'm the pilot of the plane, I'm driving the plane 10 kilometers an hour. That's taxiing speed, I presume. Is it? What speed do they taxi at? Don't know. You don't know? Something about aeronautics you don't know? Well, that's a new one for me. Cameraman. So, to actually advance in Krishna consciousness, one has to be convinced that the material world is miserable. Otherwise, if one is still trying to enjoy this material world, then the resolute determination for devotional service will not take place. That is part of a translation of a verse in Bhagavad Gita, which begins, Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhya samadhana vidhiyate. For persons who are interested in sense gratification and opulence, and whose mind is attached to such things, then the resolute determination for devotional service does not take place. So that's one condition required for taking to Krishna consciousness with resolute determination. Another two conditions are given elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone? Oh, you could extrapolate it to three. Yeah, you got it there? Yeshang tvandagatang papam jananang punyakaramanam. Those two could be taken as one. So, all right, there's two there. Plus, te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mandiravrataha. One should also be free from the dualities of delusion. One should not simply be pious, but one should be able to distinguish between reality and non-reality. So unless one is convinced that this material world is miserable, then the resolute determination for devotional service won't take place, because the living being is pleasure-seeking. And if we think we can find pleasure in this material world, which is immediately available, prayas, then why should we undertake the difficulty of trying to attain our shreya, or that which is not immediately available and not easily available? So there are so many ways. Once we swerve or fail to get on the path of actual pure devotional service, there are so many ways in which one can apparently be in Krishna consciousness but actually be cheated or be cheating others. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted the 13 upper sampradayas, quoting from one Tota Babaji. And later one Akshay Kumar Datta enumerated 56 various sampradayas which considered themselves to be Vaishnava in Bengal. And the number can increase and increase and increase. Once I had a disagreement with Suhotra Swami about this, because he wrote a booklet about the 13 upper sampradaya, and he said there are 13 basic types, but I disagreed with that. There are so many types. Apart from all these types, I've seen myself in Bangladesh. It's like every few kilometers the dialect of Bengali changes somewhat. So it's the flavor of misinterpreted Vaishnavism, it's also a bit different. It depends on the association you get. And it degrades all the time with the progress of Kali Yuga. Say progress means chronological progress, not, it's actually regress. There's the whole tenor of society is going down all the time. So there are so many things. I've spoken several times about this special mercy idea that somehow or other, just by taking initiation, it's like this, we read about this guru touches the disciple, he gets an electric shock. So this special mercy idea, you take initiation, and all of a sudden you get this special mercy. But we see that those who say this, we don't see that they're actually becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness according to the standard symptoms, which are to bhakti pareshanu bhavo viraktiranyatra, to become attached to Krishna and to become detached from everything else. So we don't actually see that. Of course, mercy is absolutely required in Krishna consciousness. But if we emphasize this, which I also saw among the Sahajiyas in Bengal, it's a very common thing, they emphasize so much mercy, mercy, mercy. We emphasize so much this, then where's the need for sadhana? People were saying, where's the need for sadhana? The scientific process of devotional service by which we apply ourselves very seriously, if we don't do that, it's not just that by getting some special mercy that we'll be delivered. Even in the case of Jagai and Madhai, we can say in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, that was a case of special mercy. But even in that case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, don't sin again. That is, it wasn't that it was totally unconditional. They were freed from their sinful life and they were given Krishna consciousness, but there was a condition, no more sinning. That was the condition to keep on getting the mercy. Another form of cheating possible in the name of Krishna consciousness. I'm going to I'll read. First I'll say something. Those who think of leaving Krishna consciousness with the hope that there's something better, or there's so many bad things in the movement, they may say, it doesn't work, I'm not making any progress, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but still I have material desires after so many years. There's nothing wrong with the process. It means that we're not applying ourselves to it properly. Properly means utsaha nischaya dharyat. One should be in, one can't expect, again, one can't expect to put contaminated, what's the word, adulterated petrol in the car and expect it to run as well as if you put pure petrol. Now you see on that Indian oil, is it? Or some, they have pure for sure. They have the reason for that is it was very common previously in India that the petrol would be sort of be mixed with kerosene, which is cheaper. And so you'd think you're getting a petrol and then you'd start driving a kunk, 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 that knocking sound would come. So we can't expect to put adulterated petrol in a petrol car that runs on petrol, and expect to get the same result as putting pure petrol. The example that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave, it's a citing a standard Bengali saying, is that of cheating the blacksmith, because it used to be the system in a somewhat larger village that the blacksmith, there'd be a local blacksmith, and if you wanted something made, a razor, a farm implement, a utensil for the kitchen, the system is you have to supply the steel to the blacksmith and then he makes it for you and you don't pay him. Just like the barber, you don't pay the barber. He shaves you and you don't pay him. And it's all the jajaman system. The barber gets so many bags of rice at harvest time, 2 bags of rice, something like this. So if you think that, okay, This blacksmith, he has two. Now he's going to make a plow for me, for instance. I need a new plow for plowing my field. So, but you provide him inferior quality steel, then you can't blame the blacksmith if the plow breaks or doesn't work properly, or if he can't make it even. You get out what you put in. So it's the same in Krishna consciousness. The idea there's something better outside, durasha. The idea that I want to try something now. So one should have enthusiasm, determination, patience. You may, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 12 years and still I have so many bad desires. Patience, patience, patience. That is required. In this regard, I'm going to read from a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and one of his disciples who was called Mahindra Prabhu. Probably still is. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. Hope he is. Should be. He's there in Los Angeles. Sometimes, Mahindra says to Srila Prabhupada, although a devotee understands that he must take birth again if he is not strict, he thinks, oh, it is so difficult to be strict. Maybe I'll just take it easy and remain engaged in devotional service. Then I'll take another birth as a devotee and maybe next time I'll finish up my business. So he's not talking about going away from devotional service, but just you follow as you like. 16 rounds is a bit tough, so as many as I like, if I like, when I feel like it. And I like kirtan melas, but I don't. Prabhupada gave us every day kirtan mela 4:30 in the morning, but I don't like that. I only like it if there are good singers who appeal to my senses. If they follow the principles or not, doesn't matter. So just, you know, take it easy, cool off. I remember this was being advocated first of all. It must have been sometime around the 1980s, because devotees generally who took to devotional service under Srila Prabhupada's guidance, the whole movement was charged, it was going fast and hard and with hard work, and devotees trying to being strict and trying to spread, taking difficulties to spread the movement, distributing books and going to new countries and so many things. But there came a point where we started hearing, relax, take it easy, why are you so fanatical? Mocking having a shaved head, as if you're some kind of fanatic to have a shaved head. There was a joke calling it a shiner. Shiner means it shines in the sun. You won't get it, it's English. So like that, just mocking the tendency to be strict. Srila Prabhupada stated in reply, yes, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. He gets a good opportunity of material enjoyment and then takes birth in a good family, aristocratic or brahmana. Then, where he ended in the last life, he begins again. There is a verse, Pauravadehikam. Pauravadehikam means previous birth. Tatra tang buddhi samyogam labante pauravadehikam. Watch the next line. Yatata. Yatate chatato bhuya. Sangsidho kurunandana. Is that right? Okay. He takes up from his previous birth and goes on. Stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mahindra doesn't seem to be very satisfied with this reply. He said to Srila Prabhupada, it seems though that in that respect he's gambling. He's thinking that, oh, in the next life I'll come back in a better condition, but his next life might be different. Prabhupada, why should he desire like that? That means he has not understood what is meant by Krishna consciousness. Tamal Krishna, yes, one who understands wants to get out in this lifetime. Prabhupada, yes, therefore he is required to read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. It is said clearly, this is a place of misery. Why do you desire to keep yourself in this? That means you do not understand what is spiritual life. And actually, of course, it's very dangerous to think that, well, I'll just go along for now and in the next life I'll pick up again. Because you don't know what kind of birth you're going to get. You may degrade more and more and more. So these are various kinds of cheating in the name of spiritual life and in the name of Krishna consciousness. The beginning of getting freed from this cheating is to clearly what understand, as Srila Prabhupada, I just quoted. That means you do not understand what is spiritual life. You are required to read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. So the beginning is proper understanding, distinguishing spiritual from mundane. That's the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, is it not? What is spiritual and what is mundane? Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. To understand what is sat, that which is eternal and spiritual and beneficial, from that which is asat, that which is temporary and material and antithetical to our real self-interest. But unfortunately for us, or maybe because we desire it, that which is mundane is often advertised or presented as being spiritual. Therefore, we have to understand very clearly. Even in an organization which is purportedly aiming at the highest truth, free from all mundane influence, it's quite possible that people join with mundane motives, doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. For instance, someone may join and follow everything very nicely, and in this way win the confidence of the devotees who then trust him. And then when he gets an opportunity, he goes away with a lot of money. When he finds himself alone with a lot of money, he takes the opportunity and goes. He may be planning like that. Someone else may not plan like that, but they're not so strong, and then they see the money and they just on the spur of the moment they go. But there are others who plan like that, and it's been there in India since, who knows, time immemorial, that there is a certain type of thief who takes this ploy, acts in such a way that he's trusted, takes time, and then when the opportunity comes, goes away with a lot of money. And they're very smart also, because they know they may be tested by the boss, who deliberately leaves out a sum of money where he knows that person's going to see it. It's not a small amount, but it's not a very large amount either, to see if he'll steal it. And they're smart enough to know, no, I won't steal it. And then they're fully trusted. And then when the opportunity comes, they'll take a large amount. Cheating can be much more subtle than that. At least if someone like that goes away, at least they've gone away, so it's over. But there may be someone who gets in a position to live very peacefully on the income which is generated by others who are working hard in the name of Krishna and telling them, you have to surrender to Krishna, you have to work very hard, we're pushing on the Sankirtan movement. But they themselves take advantage of the hard work of others to live very comfortably in the name of spiritual life, and they themselves don't have that desire to save the world and save people from repeated birth and death and the miseries of material life. But they know what to say in order to be accepted as an actually spiritual person, and to take advantage of that situation. They may appear to be very dedicated to Prabhupada, because in ISKCON, to appear to be very dedicated to Srila Prabhupada is supposed to be the the sign that you're a real ISKCON man. But they may call out, Jai Prabhupada, and do a big Vyasa Puja celebration for Prabhupada. But then his instructions, which is the real Guru Puja, is to follow the instructions. They, in the name of time, place and circumstance or whatever, they tweak it to such an extent that you end up doing something quite different to what Srila Prabhupada wanted. But because we want to be cheated, or we see there's something wrong, but we don't want to disturb, or we ourselves don't want to become pointed out as being offenders to Vaishnavas or whatever, then we keep quiet. And then I live comfortably, you live comfortably. You do your thing, I know it's not right, but anyway, let it go on. So in this way, we can become victimized by cheating. And if we go along with it, then we're also part of that cheating. We're also complicit in that. These are grave words, maybe not very pleasant words. Who wants to hear a story about Lord Nityananda? Hurry bowl! Yeah, we all want to hear stories about Lord Nityananda. But that's not all. There are many things we have to learn in order not to be cheated in the name of spiritual life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he stated that the religious organizations, they're almost inevitably, he said that they're the biggest places of cheating. And he himself started a religious organization. He says that there are putanas in the pulpits. The pulpits, or the place of preaching, the Vyasasan, you'd say, is taken over by putana, who appeared to be very nice and very devoted to Krishna, but had a different motive. So it seems almost inevitable. And Srila Prabhupada said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world early, being disgusted with the preponderance of the increasing number of his neophyte disciples. So sadhu savdhan, be careful. Durgang patas tat kavayo vedanti. It's a sharp razor's edge of a path. Hare Krishna. Hand on the mouth. Go wash it immediately. Don't touch it to anything else in the meantime. Any question? Now I finish this series of talks on cheating for the time being. Any question about this? Hare Krishna, all glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.